Welcome to the One Thought Away podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Pound, a mindset coach and manifestation expert, here to help you live more mindfully and soulfully while learning to connect to the magic of the universe. Each episode will provide you with insights into self-mastery to get the most out of life. I am so grateful you are here, and thank you for listening. Hello, beautiful, gorgeous, divine souls. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm so happy you're here. I want to send you a lot of gorgeous energy, a lot of love today. And yeah, we'll have some beautiful things to share with you. I have been on quite a journey. I just got back after a month of traveling. I went to Burning Man, which was a very amazing, potent experience, which I might do a separate podcast about. Then I went to Lake Tahoe for a few days. And then I went to the French Polynesia to this tiny, gorgeous island called Moorea and was basically purified while I was there. And so my energy has been really inward, but it's actually quite late here right now, and I was just getting all of this energy channeling through me, telling me to come and record this podcast episode on why you should never settle. And so I couldn't resist the call of Source. So here I am chatting with you. And that is really what I want to dive deep into with you today, about really this whole idea, this whole reality of never settling. And the motivation behind this is actually because of my romantic connection that I have with a very beautiful, special, divine man. And I want to share a little bit about my journey to love today and how it hasn't always been easy, and there have been moments of doubt or feeling lonely or that I would never have the type of connection that I dreamed about. And then having it now in my life and being on the complete other side of that just wants me to really share the message that you also can experience this if this is your truest desire. And one of the biggest things I see in my clients when we're doing the deep inner work to call in union, when we're doing the work to call in their dream partner, is of course releasing all of the limited beliefs around the fact that they can't have their dream partner, or it's not possible, or that a relationship will resemble a past relationship, it's not going to work out, you know, all the kind of fears and drama and trauma of the mind that keeps you in a loop and out of the love and the kind of highest connection that's actually possible. So I'm going to walk you through some mindset shifts today. I'm going to share and tell some stories. And then my intention by you listening to this episode today is that you just feel really empowered and that the world is your oyster and that there are no limits that are going to stand in your way when it comes to love. And so a lot of the time, we weren't really modeled amazing relationships when we were growing up. You know, when I talk to my clients, when I talk to my friends, when I think of my own experience, a lot of people didn't come from like super loving, conscious families that had amazing communication, that were super loving and encouraging. Patterns that I have seen a lot of the time is that, you know, there's been maybe harshness or lack of love in the family. Maybe there was an inability to connect or to communicate, or there was a lot of maybe even aggression, or families just being like really hard on one another, a lot of teasing. So if this sounds like you, if this sounds like something you experienced growing up, then it makes sense that you might have some limitations when it comes to romantic relationships and what is actually possible for you. Because just how the brain works is that it looks for evidence from the past and then it creates projections based on that. So this is why it's really important to look for examples of the type of connection or love that you desire. Now, this could be like actual people you know. Maybe you have a friend who's in an incredible, beautiful, loving relationship. Maybe there is a celebrity or an influencer and you really love their relationship or your idea of their relationship. Or maybe there's a movie that you watched growing up and you love the love story that unfolded and the romance and all of that. So all of these things are going to work really well in just helping you tap into a feeling, into a sensation, modeling to you that the type of love that you desire exists out there somewhere. And then when you can kind of anchor it to like a person or a couple, this just supports the brain in gathering more evidence so that you can start to pull that into your reality. And that's really what I have done over the course of my whole life. But I would say that over the last 5.5 years specifically, I have gotten so intentional about the type of love and relationship that I wanted to experience. And I did this by doing actually a lot of hypnosis and reprogramming of my mind when it came to deep connection. I noticed that I had a lot of limitations and I didn't truly believe that men could show up for me the way that I wanted to, and that I couldn't be loved unconditionally, or I couldn't be met with a lot of kindness and incredible communication. I've always had a lot of romance in my life. I've always had men doing a lot of grand gestures, but I didn't necessarily have a super strong emotional connection because I myself was emotionally unavailable. I was like afraid of truly opening my heart and really going there with somebody. So of course, we can only experience what we are a match to. I would therefore attract men who would model the same energy pattern around love that I was holding. So of course, these emotionally unavailable men who couldn't really open their heart really wide to me. So if you also have experienced this or this sounds familiar, amazing, perfect. Know that you can change it with intention and of course repetition. Because the more that we practice something, the more that it becomes natural to us. And then when things kind of morph into our natural state, they're just able to show up in our reality so much easier. And so what I want you to know is your thoughts and your emotions are really powerful and they're what create your reality. And so if you are someone who wants to really be in a relationship with an incredible man or incredible woman and you're not, there's a good chance that the thoughts you're thinking and the feelings that you have are what is keeping you stuck in a way from love and keeping you maybe settling. Or, you know, maybe you are in a connection, but you feel like you're there because you're afraid to be alone or that you can't do any better or this is as good as it gets. And so you want to start to really just bring awareness to what are the core thoughts? What are the core beliefs? What are the core feelings that you are having when it comes to your love life? And if they're not serving you, for example, I've probably said this on the podcast before because it's the number one complaint I hear from women is that there are no good men. And so if you are always saying that, you're going to live in the reality where no good men live, because the good men live in the good men reality. And so the 3D, your experience that you're having, is going to match your primary thoughts and feelings. So if you're saying there's no good men, there's a good feeling that the core feelings connected to that are sadness, maybe resentment, maybe rejection, maybe fear. So maybe when you think of dating or love or men or relationships, the first thought that pops up is there's no good men. And then you have those corresponding contracted feelings. So then what that means is you've actually created a correlation that a relationship with a man equals deep contraction, fear, sadness, rejection. So just starting to become aware of, like, how have I programmed my mind to think about love, to think about relationships, is really going to show you why you have an incredible relationship, or maybe why things haven't worked out. And then what you want to do is start to fill in the gap. So can you take a moment now? I want you to think about, what is your version of a dream relationship? If you never settled, if you got everything you want, if that juicy, delicious, dreamy, conscious, gorgeous partner showed up right now, what would you be feeling, thinking, all of those types of things? So personally for me, when I tap into this energy, I feel excited. I feel grateful. I feel almost in awe of, like, wow, this person really exists. I feel like in my pleasure. I feel just so much happiness. I feel love. So those are the core feelings that the version of me who's in this dreamy relationship is experiencing. And then the thoughts that are going on in my mind is, wow, I love this man so much. He's better than I ever imagined. He can meet me in every single way. I'm so blown away by our connection. It just keeps getting better. And so I'm now merging, like, these thoughts and these feelings into an elevated state. And then I'm able to expand the energy, and I'm able to create more experiences in this vibration. So if you want, you can pause the podcast now, take a second to journal, or, you know, if you're driving or walking or doing whatever, you can come back to this. But it's going to be really important for you to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to go. And you really do that by identifying the core feelings and the core thoughts that the version of you who's in this deep connection is experiencing. And so earlier this month, you know, while I was with this divine man, I was just thinking to myself, I'm so grateful that I never settled, because I've been in connection with a lot of incredible men. They've shown up really romantically, you know, but they've been doing the spiritual work, but they weren't the full package. You know, maybe they were 80%, but they weren't fully meeting me in every single way. So whether that be their integrity, whether that be the polarity of their masculine feminine energy, whether that be their leadership, whether that be their pleasure or the way that I wanted to be met sexually, it wasn't a full fuck yes. There was a bit of a gap. And so what I could have done is projected my fears and my insecurities, or this inability to get what I want through this man, and make it all of their responsibility and say, you know, what's wrong with them, which some people do. And that's really being in a victim state of consciousness. But the issue with projecting and making it all the other person's fault that you don't have the relationship or the connection that you want is that it takes away your power, and then you're not able to take action to make the changes and actually have what you want. So what I always do is see every single person who comes into my life as a mirror, reflecting to me, you know, what it is that's going on in my life. And sometimes they're the most beautiful mirrors and they're so incredible. And other times, you know, it's showing me some deep shadow. It's showing me where I have work to do on integrating parts of my subconscious, on healing my inner child. And so a lot of the connections I had this year were showing me exactly that. Specifically, I was shown this really deep rejection wound I had that stemmed when I followed the trail all the way back to, of course, childhood, my father wound. But this was such a powerful turning point when I was able to see this reflected back to me through a man I was dating. And the healing that came from it then created a whole new portal, a whole new opening, a whole new man, the man that I truly desire, was able to come through because I was able to shift and integrate the energy and take really deep responsibility that a part of me didn't really believe I could have the connection that I wanted. So maybe you're really resonating with this, and this is what's going to help you so much, is identifying that you are the point of power in your life. That if there is something happening that you do not like, by you accepting that and seeing it as an opportunity for you to shift it and change it, call back your power, and claim, declare, and activate what it is that you want, especially when it comes to relationships, especially if you haven't been modeled a healthy, beautiful relationship, and maybe you are going to be the first person in your family who has a beautiful, loving, divine union. And that takes patience and persistence and practice. It takes learning new skills, ways to communicate and to be authentic and vulnerable and to shift things in yourself that are maybe showing up in partnership that are your shadow. This happens to me all the time. You know, I'm in my connection with my partner and I'm seeing some deep inner child wounds where I'm like, okay, I am being asked to take responsibility for this and alchemize this and not project this on my partner, because until I shift it within me, it's just not going to shift and change. But when you take the power into your hands and know that you are a divine creator, that you can have what you want, then you can completely drop this idea of settling. You can completely understand that if somebody is showing up in your life and it's causing you pain, that is the universe telling you that there's some inner work for you to do, that there is a gap between where you currently are and where you're going. You don't have to make it mean anything more than that. And you can just show up with gratitude, being so grateful that this person is showing you, hey, I have a bit of inner work to do. Hey, I have some adjustments around my beliefs and what I think is actually possible for me. And then you got to go to work to do the inner work, to make the shifts, to be diligent in what you're saying to yourself, in the feelings that you are having, and like stepping into this higher version of you, holding the vision of your divine union, of this beautiful connection, of this beautiful relationship, knowing that your future partner is praying for you, is praying that you keep doing the work, that you keep showing up so that they can just love you fully, completely, deeply, in all the ways you ever dreamed, imagined, and beyond. And so that's really what I wanted to share with you today as someone who's been on a really powerful journey of love, and I've experienced so much beauty, a lot of darkness and sadness too, and now here I am in such a divine connection being met in all the ways and beyond. And I really want that for you too, because it's really life-changing when you can be loved so deeply and so completely. And if this really resonates with you and you are looking to dive deep into this work, I have open space in my private mentorship. So this is for the man or the woman who is ready to come into divine union, who wants to go through a powerful transformative journey, and who is ready to show up powerfully and claim this relationship. Do all that deep inner work so that you can transform and be in a completely new energy and attract your divine union. So if this sounds like you, I'd absolutely love to support you on this journey. You can click on the application link below in the show notes. I've linked it there for you. Or you can reach out to me on Instagram at Michelle Pound, message me love, or just ask any questions you might have about doing this deep work. I love you so much. I hope this episode has really served you and that you remember in those moments of doubt, in those moments of disappointment, that this is only temporary. This is only a sign from the universe that what you want is closer than ever before, and you're just being asked to transform the part of you that is keeping love at bay. All right, my loves, until next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Come soak up extra inspiration on Instagram by following at Michelle Pound or visiting my website at michellepound.com. Remember, you're just one thought away, and I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode.